Title: Soul Pride. Drum Bus Push Without Losing Headroom in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build that old school jungle drum pressure, the loud, gritty, pin drum bus vibe without your master turning into a brick and without your vocal chops disappearing the second the snares come in. This is an intermediate workflow in Ableton Live 12, and the theme is Soul Pride, pushing the drum group hard, but doing it safely. The big idea is simple: we're going to control peaks early, add density with saturation and gentle glue, catch the remaining spikes with a limiter on the drum group, then get extra excitement from a parallel crush return. And because we're in the vocals lane for this lesson, we'll treat vocal chops like part of the rhythm section, clear, percussive, and time to groove with the break without having to turn them up into harshness. First, quick session prep so everything that follows actually works. Set your tempo around 160 to 170 BPM. Classic jungle sweet spot is often 165 to 170, but anywhere in that range is fine. Now, create a pre-master track. This is a key habit if you want to push drums hard and still keep perspective. Make a new audio track, name it pre-master, and route all your groups and music tracks into it instead of going straight to the master. In Ableton, that usually means setting each track's audio to the pre-master, and then the pre-master goes to the master. On the pre-master, drop a spectrum so you can see low-end build-up, and maybe keep an eye on the overall peak level. While you're building the beat, aim for your pre-master peaking around -6 dBFS. Not because it's a magic number, because it gives you room to push, and room to make mistakes without instantly smashing everything. Also, gain stage your drums quickly. Before heavy processing, try to have your drum group peaking around -10 to -6 dBFS. If you need to trim levels fast, use utility. Keep the clip gain reasonable too. Don't rely on one tiny fader move at the end to fix a bunch of problems earlier. Now let's build the drum group like an old jungle record. Make a drum group and put all drums inside it. Your break loop, any kick one shot you're reinforcing with, a snare one shot if you want extra crack, tops like a hat or ride loop, and any extra percussion. Arrangement wise, here's a very this works every time jungle energy plan. Start with break only for the intro, often filtered. Then bring in your kick and snare reinforcement and hats. And every 4 or 8 bars, drop a microfill, a tiny stutter, a reverse hit, a crash, or a vocal stab. This keeps the energy moving without needing huge volume automation. Important, because we're trying to keep headroom stable. Next, tighten the break transients before the bus. This is where most people lose headroom, because they try to fix a wild break loop at the group level. Instead, we pre-shape the break so the drum bus doesn't overreact. On the break track itself, EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz with a steepish slope, like 24 dB per octave, just to get rid of sub-rumble that eats headroom but doesn't add groove. Then, if the break is boxy or muddy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Think 2 to 4 dB, medium Q. Don't go surgical. We're not trying to sterilize it. After that, add drum bus on the break track. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15% start around 8. Use transient to shape the snap. Plus 5 to plus 20 adds attack. But if it's already too pokey, pull it negative. And a big warning here: keep boom off, or extremely low. Boom is fun, but it can wreck headroom fast, and it also fights your bassline and sub. Use damp to manage harshness. Often the harsh zone is in that 3 to 7 kHz area. You're basically making sure the break hits the group in a controlled, consistent way. Extra coach tip here: clip gain is your secret weapon. Before any processing, go into the break clip and trim it so the loudest snare hits are a bit more uniform. This reduces random gain reduction later in glue and limiter. Random gain reduction is what makes a break feel like it's losing its groove. Now we build the Soul Pride drum bus push chain on the drum group. First device, EQ 8. We're removing waste and focusing energy. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz, gentle slope like 12 dB per octave. This is not to thin the kick, this is to stop the super low nonsense from triggering your bus processing. If the bus starts to feel muddy after we saturate, do a small dip in the 180 to 300 Hz zone, like 1 to 3 dB. And if the hats get spitty, a tiny dip around 7 to 10 kHz by 1 to 2 dB can smooth the cymbal hash. Keep these moves subtle. Big cuts on the drum group can hollow out the vibe and make the loop feel smaller. Second device, glue compressor. This is glue, not smash. Start with ratio 2:1. Attack at 3 milliseconds if you want it more pinned, or 10 milliseconds if you want a bit more transient punch coming through. Release on auto-auto is weirdly good for brakes. Then lower the threshold until you're seeding about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. And turn makeup off. We will manage level intentionally, not accidentally. The goal is for the brake and your one-shots to feel like one performance, like they were printed together. Third device, saturator. This is where the perceived loudness comes from without your peak level climbing as much. Choose a mode like soft sign or analog clip, but drive around 2 to 5 dB to start. Turn soft clip on. Then, and this is huge, level match. Trim the output down so it's about the same loudness when bypassed versus engaged. If you don't level match, you'll always think more drive is better when it's really just louder and often smaller and harsher. Fourth device is optional, roar. If you want that tough but musical old school edge, roar is perfect, but use it lightly. Choose a warm or dirty style, like tube or warm as a starting point. Keep drive low to moderate, like 10 to 25%. Keep the tone from hyping the sub. The low end should stay stable. And keep the mix around 10 to 35%, so it's more like parallel grid inside the device. If roar isn't your vibe, skip it. Saturator alone can do a lot. Fifth device, limiter. This is not your loudness war tool. This is a peak catcher headroom insurance. Put it last on the drum group. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB, and pull the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of reduction on the loudest hits. Now an important Live 12 coaching habit. Open the device view meters on the drum group and watch where the peaks jump. If the limiter is doing more than about 3 dB regularly, don't just lower the whole group. Go one device earlier and figure out who the offender is. 9 times out of 10, it's a spiky snare hit in the break, or a bright hat loop throwing surprise peaks. Fix the cause, not the symptom. Alright, now for the classic jungle trick, parallel DRM crush. Create return A and name it DRM crush. Send your drum group to it, starting somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12 dB send level. We're blending flavor, not drowning in it. On the return, start with drum bus. Drive up higher here, like 15 to 35%. Set transient negative, like minus 5 to minus 15. In parallel, smoothing the transients often feels bigger and more printed. Keep boom very low or off. Then add saturator. Drive 5 to 10 dB, soft clip on. Then add a standard compressor. Ratio 4 to 1 up to 8 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Yes, that sounds extreme, but it's parallel and you're blending it in quietly. Now bring up the return until the drums feel forward and like they've been printed, but not cloudy. If it gets harsh, add a Q8 after saturation and dip a little around 6 to 10 kHz. That one move can turn a painful parallel return into that perfect crunchy airless jungle pressure. And here's an arrangement trick that helps headroom. Do density swaps instead of volume automation. Every 8 or 16 bars, drop the parallel return for one bar, or mute the hat loop for a bar, or shorten the vocal chop. The track breathes, feels dynamic, and you don't have to fight peaks. Now, vocals. Keeping vocal chops audible against a push drum bus. Put all your chops and stabs into a vocal chop group. Treat it like an instrument that has to survive in a very aggressive rhythmic environment. On the vocal chop group, first EQ 8, high pass between 100 and 180 Hz depending on the chop. If the vocal is fighting the snare crack, try a tiny dip around 2 to 4 kHz. If it needs presence, do a gentle shelf around 6 to 10 kHz, maybe plus 1 to 3 dB, but be careful, because your drum bus is already generating high frequency grit. Second, add compressor and enable sidechain. Sidechain input should be the drum group. Ratio 2 to 1 or 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the vocal doesn't vanish instantly, let it speak a tiny bit. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds so it breathes with a groove. Set threshold for about 1 to 3 dB of ducking on drum hits. This is the secret to they sit in the rhythm without just turning the vocal down. The vocal becomes part of the drum pocket. Extra coach note. Check mono early. Temporarily put utility on the vocal chop group and hit mono while you balance. If the chop disappears in mono, it's relying on stereo width or facey effects. Fix that by reducing width on reverb or echo, or by adding a small mid-range bump, often 1 to 2 dB around 1 to 3 kHz where the vocal identity lives. Third, add echo for that classic dubby jungle aura. Use 1/8 or 1/4 note sync timing. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. Keep it subtle and automate it at phrase endings. Even better, time it so repeats land between snares, not on top of them. That gives excitement without smearing the backbeat. And placement matters. Try putting vocal sabs on the end of 2, or just before a snare hit, so it feels like call and response with a break, instead of a vocal sitting on top. If your vocal still isn't surviving, here's a more advanced option, frequency-conscious ducking. Put multiband dynamics on the vocal chop group and sidechain only the mid-band from the drum group. Duck just the masking zone roughly 500 Hz to 5k Hz by 1 to 3 dB. That creates snare space without making the whole vocal pump. Now, back to the Riedel Headroom secret. Pre-master discipline. On the pre-master, put a utility and keep overall peaks around minus 6 dBFS while you're producing. If you want, add a glue compressor doing barely anything half a dB to 1 dB of gain reduction max, just to gently knit the mix, and leave the final limiter for export or the final stage. If you're writing and you keep getting accidental spikes, you can add a transparent limiter on the pre-master as an emergency break with a high threshold, so it only catches surprises. But don't mix into heavy limiting and call it headroom. That's just hiding the problem.